1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Turn your Bible.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you,
Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The inner and outer baptism of love. The inner baptism of love and the outer baptism of love. Other words, you can say it this way: love within and love upon. Love on the inside, manifesting on the outside. Now we know this is a supernatural love. It's a love that comes from God. And in reading 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I want to just back up one verse to the last verse in the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And then we'll go to the 13th. But I want to back up to that last verse because it's going to emphasize something that is so important. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31. After talking about the gifts of the Spirit, the nine manifestation, he said, but covet honestly the best gift. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
And the gifts he's talking about is the nine manifestations you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We'll get on them sometime. But then he said, and yet I show you a more excellent way. Now, if you don't mind underlining in your Bible, that need to be underlined.
Yes, sir.
What he said? And yet I show you a more excellent way. Now, in dealing with this most excellent way, it's the most excellent way, whatever this way is, is the most excellent way for everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whatever your personal dealing may be dealing now with your life, it's the most excellent way to solve anything.
Yes.
Okay, whatever it is, we're going to get to it, but it's the most excellent way. You know what it means when you say most excellent way? Huh? What you would think about? What you would think about if you say most excellent way? Huh? Nothing better. Thank you, ma'am. Nothing else better, all right? The most excellent way. How many of y'all want to know the most excellent way? All right. Well, then he tells us the most excellent way in that 13th chapter. We're going to see love supersede some of the most powerful things can come through your mouth. Right in this chapter. And I have a few things I want to tell you this morning. So I want to go through this chapter. Verse 1 said, though I speak, and put it in the New King James Version to be on the board. I'm gonna try to convert to this New King James Version. I'm an old King James Version man, but it just make it more clearer in the New King James Version. Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not charity, I become as sounding brass or tingling cymbal. Now it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love. You see that? I have become sounding brass or clinging cymbal. Now, notice in this first verse that it talks about eloquent speaking of men, and it talks about angels speaking. You see that?
Yes.
But it put love above both of them.
Yes, sir.
And it's going on now. They keep doing it. And do I have the gift of prophecy? That's one of the gifts. And understand all mysteries and all knowledge. And do I have all faith? See, faith, mysteries, prophecy, it still cannot come up to the level of love.
Right.
How many see that?
Yes, sir.
All right, all right. See, what I'm going to get you in a position where you can start using love and getting every manifestation you desire. But you got to know how to use it properly. All right? Then it goes, I'm just going to read I'm not going to read the whole chapter today. We've got to work with it some more. I'm going to read the second verse again. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand how much mystery?
All.
And all what?
Knowledge.
And do I have what? All what?
Faith.
All faith, all mystery, all knowledge. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. But then it said, so I can move mountain and have not love, I'm nothing.
Yes.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned. Man, that's pretty heavy, that.
Yes, it is.
Huh?
Yes, it is.
And have not love, it profit me nothing. In other words, it's showing us there's some pointers that the Lord gave me in the inner and outer baptism of love. Love shifts every and any gear in the spirit. If you try to pray without love, you're not going to change gear. Anything you try to do in the spirit world, if love is not involved, it can't function properly. Mm-hmm. Love supersedes every spiritual move you can make.
Yes, sir.
Love supersedes praying in tongues.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Love supersede casting out devils.
Yes.
Because love is the masterpiece of it all.
Yes, sir.
Look at 1 John 2. 1 John 2 for a minute.
Yes, sir.
1 John 2, 5. 1 John chapter 2, verse 5. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected.
Yes, sir.
Hereby know we that we are in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. So you want the love of God to be perfected in your life.
Yes, amen.
See, you find, you get down and you find out love never failed it. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I know you're going to follow me in this one, but I'm about to show you now. If you didn't follow me in the first one or two, you're going to follow this one because I'm going to make a statement. Turn to Ephesians chapter 3. Love is the master key of all abundance. Love, what I said?
Love is the master key.
I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you, girl. Love is the master key of what?
Abundance.
Yeah, that's right. You, I'm coming to get you to say it. She know I'm coming at her. She said, turn her head on me. Hey, honey, you. Love is the master key of all abundance. Yeah.
Amen.
I was looking at her mouth when I was talking about it. I want to make sure she said it.
Hallelujah.
Love is the master key of all abundance. Now, listen to what we're saying now. Any abundance you need in your life, love can bring you that. How many in here need some abundance?
Yeah.
Pretty quick. All right. So I'm teaching you now by the gift of the Spirit how to get abundant to function in your life on a daily basis. That's okay? Yeah. How to have more than enough of everything that you want. You had Ephesians 3? Turn to Ephesians 3 now. Tony, love is the master key of abundance.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
I had her to say it.
Yeah.
Not going to come to her. And you know what? She was not contrary.
Amen.
When I got to her, she said it. You know, you know somebody snobby gets kind of smart. No, that girl, she didn't do it. She just went on and said what I told her. I mean, you come in, you tell me, all these people, I mean, you come tell me, you say something? Yeah. Shoot, I'll never come back here no more. Mess with me. But she didn't, she wasn't like that. Yes, how many of you all got an area in your life you need some abundance flowing? Yes, sir. Huh? Yes, what the rest of y'all want? Verse 14. Ephesians 3:14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Now, I submit that Spirit he's talking about is the Spirit of love. Matter of fact, hold your place there and let me show you. Go to Romans 5 and verse 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. I receive. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. See, love hold hope in place. Love hold faith in place. Love hold worship in place. Love hold forgiveness in place. Love hold praise in place. Love hold the word in place. Love hold thanksgiving in place. I mean, you can go on and on and on. See, love is the fiber that make all spiritual things work. And so, Paul said, and hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Why? In our soul, in our inner man, love is shed abroad by the Holy Ghost to make us strong in everything. Yes, sir. See, love makes you strong in everything. Love makes you strong in forgiveness, because some people you just can't forgive them on your own. You need some help. See, but love in your heart is the key factor. Love is the factor that is the manufacturer. Love is the manufacturer of the supernatural. Some of you are about to go some places you've never been before, because you're going to know how to yield the love. And when you know how to yield the love, God, I'm talking about God. I ain't talking about no sweetheart love. You're not good. They divorce every 5 minutes. We ain't talking about that kind of love. We ain't talking about if you be like I want you to be, I'll stay with you. We ain't talking about that kind of love. That love is not you got to be like I want you to be. Go back to Ephesians. Go back to Ephesians. I would tell you I'm almost through, but I'll be lying. We're just getting started. Notice verse 16 again, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. The might and the strength of the spiritual world or the spirit life is love.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
It sounds weak, but it's so powerful. Love keep functioning when faith flake out. You know, you pump yourself up, you make all them confession, and you make all them affirmation, and you make all them decree, and it's still not working. Faith punk out. I say, yes, what I said, faith punk out. Faith, but love will never do it. Love say, hold up, we're not through with this yet. See, love can stand where faith can't make it. Y'all don't want me to talk to y'all yet. See, when faith falls, love gonna still be standing. So get back up, faith. When hope loses its grip, love catch hope by the hand.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, when all your prophecies are not coming to pass, love step in and say, hold up. They coming?
Yes, sir.
See, love, the only thing can hold you.
Yes,
somebody talk to me up in here.
Yes, sir.
See, from now on, you're not going to be discouraged.
Yes, sir.
Because love never get discouraged.
Yes,
and if you want me to say it this way, I'll say it this way so you always remember. Love said it's not over till you win. When faith in the back of the truck telling, let me catch my breath. We've been messing with this for 5 years. Faith can't handle it no more. But love said, no, we got this.
Right.
It may not look like you got it, but you got it.
Right.
When you wrap in love, it's a wrap. You understand? When you wrapped in love, no matter what it looked like, no matter what it feel like, no matter what nobody else saying, when you wrapped in love, it's a wrap. Love never failed to come back with the package. Love don't accept no. So here's what, you listening, ma'am? Here's what the Lord won't do. The Lord this morning is engaging you with eternal victory. As he talked, he's engaging you with eternal victory. As he teach you the lesson on love will never fail. Everything else will fail, but love will never fail. What I say?
Love will never fail.
Hallelujah.
So anyone in here in any project think you failing, don't accept that lie no more. It's going to work out in your favor. As you seek God, I receive. As you seek, I receive your seed. As you seek God, whatever you're dealing with, got to work out in your family.
Yeah.
I don't give a hell how long you've been going through it.
Yes,
we're not talking about that. We're talking about love now. Yes. We're talking about love can handle hell.
Yes. Yes.
No demon can stand up to love.
Yes.
Demon can't love and can't. Ooh, Lord. Demons can't love and demons can't stand up to love. You heard that? You heard that?
Yes.
Demon can't love and demon can't stand up to love.
Hallelujah.
Now you got all the demon whip.
Oh, God. Thank you.
All the devils in your life are whooped right
thank
now.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you. That's good. That's good. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
You hearing me?
Yes, sir.
That's good, Apostle. Yes.
Matter of fact, all worry got to leave here this morning.
Yes, sir. Amen.
All worry. You worried about something that got to leave you this morning because love run worry off.
Yes.
Worry can't stand up to love because worry no love can conquer it at any moment, at any scale, any level.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I wish I had somebody in your
yes,
friend.
Come on.
I wish I had me two or three Baptists
yes,
up in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I might preach up in here if I get two or three Baptists up in here.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
So you will not leave here thinking about how you're going
to
make it.
Amen.
We take that from you right now.
Glory to God.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you, Lord. I receive, sir. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Let me go to my bank. Bank up. Oh, no, I say bank. You my bank. Don't be telling me. Don't be correcting me. You my bank. I ain't no banker. You my bank. Shoot. Y'all boys saw that? Lonzo, you saw that? I'll come see you in the hospital. Ooh. Ooh. How many of y'all keep getting out of place in your life when things come up? Things you just like, you know, you just keep getting out of place. You sell it, but then this come up and move you out of place, right? Huh? We need to stop that this morning. Huh? I'm tired being happy, unhappy.
Right, right, sir. Right.
Come on, Apostle.
Joyful, unjoyful. Aren't you getting tired of that? What you do if I tell you this morning there's something that caused no situation to change you? No matter how it looked, what come up, you're still the same. You know what the Bible says? Look at this is what I'm about to show you now. I'm going to take you to this. Hebrews 13:8. I'm going to put you in that position. I'm going to show you how to get in that position. I'm going to show you how to get in this position no matter what change in your life. Jesus Christ, what? Now, that's three different positions. Yesterday, today, and forever. How long is forever?
Forever.
All right, I thought you were going to say that. Forever, yeah. All right, now, so how can I get my life to be like Jesus, that I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever, no matter what come up? Say it, no matter what come up.
No matter what come up.
How can I get like that? Well, go back to Ephesians now.
All right.
Go back to Ephesians. Go back to Ephesians. Yep, there you got it, girl. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye what? Rooted and grounded in love is the same thing as Jesus Christ is saying, because love hold you in place no matter what come. Love hold you in place. You know you got the victory when all the dust get through flying. You know love going to keep you in victory. So you don't have to cry about that because it don't look, feel right. And nobody not talking to you right. It don't make no difference.
Yes, sir.
I'm grounded and rooted in the love of God. Matter of fact, what you're dealing with right now, up in here, what you're dealing with right now, what's not working right? Nobody know it but you. What's not working right now? Get this word. Let the Holy Spirit shed this love in your heart. Shut up.
Come on.
Stop trying to figure it out.
Yes, sir.
Give God the glory.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, lift your hand right now.
Yes, sir.
Lift your hand right now and act like you don't have a problem.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Act like nothing going wrong, because it ain't going wrong. God's working it out right now. I say God's working it out. God's working it out for you right now. I say God's working it out, whatever it is, whatever you're going through, God's working it out right now. So you act like nothing going wrong right now. Act like you don't have a problem. Act like all things working together for your good right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I receive some. I want to get a scripture to back this up. You ready to shout?
Yes, sir.
I just told you that you're grounded and rooted in love, right?
Yes,
and I told you physically, mentally, scientifically, socially, it may look like things going wrong in your life, but you know how to shift to another gear.
Yes,
turn to Romans 8:28.
Yes,
now, if you don't shout off of this, I'm going to put you out. Romans 8:28. Just go ahead and take you a little dance when you get through reading it. We know.
That's right. Yes.
I won't dance off of that. And
yeah.
We know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What that boy? Boy, I told you keep your butt on the machine. Where you at? I told another day, stay at the machine. We need a little something to dance off here, boy. And we know we're gonna dance off. We know. Come on, hit something hot. And we know. And we know whatever you're dealing with right now, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's gonna work out.
It's gonna work out.
In my favor.
In my favor.
Tell somebody next to you, everything I'm dealing with
is
going to work out in my favor. And I believe I'm going to dance about it right now. Gonna work out in the morning.
Yeah.
It'll work out at noontime.
Yeah.
Late in the midnight hour.
Yeah.
Whatever I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
Working out in my favor.
Yeah.
I refuse to lose.
I'm hooked up to him.
You see my point?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now look at that voice here. And we know. Yeah, go back to the regular King James voice. Forget this new King James voice. Hey, y'all, put it on the regular King James voice. Huh? We know that all things work together for good.
Amen.
All things.
For them who love God.
Yes.
We'll call to his purpose.
Yes.
Some things God let come in your life to show you he can work it out.
Yes, sir.
That's how you grow.
Yes.
See, you grow by God permitting some things to come in your life you can't handle.
Yes, sir.
But yet you handle it.
Yes, sir.
In his strength.
Yes.
The next time something like that come up, you say, I saw you before. I know where you're going. I'm bold enough to announce in this church right now that all things are working together for your good.
For my good.
Hallelujah.
You receive it?
Yes, sir.
Because of this book.
Yes, sir.
And you're not a man that he should lie if he said you made it good. Sit down, sit down. I'm going to go a few more minutes. I got a few more things I want to take you to, a few more places. And we're reading that love is the master key of all abundance. You saw that? Because after you get that love grounded and rooted in you, you make this statement in the 20th verse. You see that 20th verse? Ephesians 3:20. Love brought you to that voice. That's a love voice. The only way he's able to do it is you understand love. When you understand love, now unto him is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That power is when you're grounded and rooted in love. Everybody here with me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you really going to shout now. Not only love can shift any gear in the spirit. Did I tell you that? Love can shift any gear in the spirit. Then love is the master key of abundance. You got that?
Right.
Who listening? All right. Now from your life, from life on forward, I can't get the right word, but from this day forward in your life, I want you to remember that the Spirit of God told you this. We're talking about the inner and outer baptism of love. Love will conquer every adversary. Love is your conqueror of every adversity. Every enemy,
yes, sir.
Everything that cometh against you,
yes,
from this day forward,
yes,
you are going to take the weapon of love,
yes,
and conquer it.
Yes,
I wish I had three people saying amen.
Yes,
love is the strongest weapon of the spirit world.
Yes, sir.
What I say?
Love is the strongest weapon of the spirit world.
Hallelujah.
From this day forward,
yes, sir,
you will conquer everything,
yeah,
that come against your life.
Amen.
With the weapon,
yes,
of love.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm hearing in the spirit, the Lord said, be still and know I'm love.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Go ahead, Apostle. Go ahead, Apostle.
No sickness, no lack, and no enemy will rule over you another day in your life. Be still and know that I'm love.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
You leave this sanctuary today as more than a conqueror in every situation because you are being baptized with the love of God. Romans 8:37.
Yes, sir.
What you going through? I'm going to read a little more. Romans 8:35. Let's read a little more. Let's read how powerful love is. Love make you more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. Not because you know all those scriptures. Not because you can sing. Not because you can preach. You're more than a conqueror because of the love of God.
Yes, sir.
Love make you a conqueror.
Yes.
You got to know how to let it alone. Just leave it alone. Don't argue about it no more. Don't try to figure it out. Just leave it alone. Just leave it in God's hand. Don't fight about it. Don't talk about it no more. Just leave it alone. When love get a hold of it, it's over. If it's not in your favor, love will shut it down. I feel something getting shut down right now. I feel like somebody want to shout in here right now. Somebody say, I'm getting set free right now. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. You're leaving here with all your enemies shut down. All your opposition shut down. Everything working against you shut down. By the power of love. You may have come here as a loser, but you're leaving as a cruiser. You turn it over to love, and love know how to operate on it. Love know how to change it. Love know how to renew it. Love know how to reshape it. Love know how. Love know how. You came here, I received. You may have come here this morning discouraged about something, but you're not going to leave here discouraged. You're going to leave here with courage. Because God hanging on you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Just because you fail in one thing, sometimes God let you fail in something because he's trying to get you somewhere else. He got something better for you, so he didn't want you to pass that test because you're going to think that was him. And so he let you fail in that so he can take you to something else so you can pass the other test so he can get you where he want to get you at. Are you hearing me? You're on your way somewhere else. You thought you was blessed, but after you got here this morning, love got a hold on you. Love got his hand on you, about to take you somewhere else. Somewhere that you've never been before. Somewhere that you've never seen before. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, act like you're happy. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Of God. Hallelujah. 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 I serve a good God. Oh, I believe I want to shout up in here tomorrow. I want somebody to know that I know him for myself. He's my God. He's my Jesus. He's my Holy Ghost. And I want to testify. What good things the Lord have done for me. When I couldn't take care of myself. When I was out of my crazy mind. God kept me. And I'm still here today. Sometime in my life I lost it. Somebody made me angry. And I wanted to do some crazy things. But the Lord kept me to this day. And I'm so glad about it. Do I have any witness yet?
Yes, sir.
Sometime I got out of place because I lost it. I got in my flesh. I got in my outer mind. But God kept me through it. I know I'm not here by myself this morning. I know somebody else. God helped somebody else up in here. He didn't only help Leroy. I know he helped you through some things. Some things you almost lost it, but you couldn't hide it yourself, but God kept you in place. Somebody need to say amen in here. Now look what love said, Romans 8. I got to close. Look what love say. Love will conquer. Sit down. Write this down. Love will conquer every adversary. Now the next time somebody attack you, and the next time you knew you would do to have that what you went after, they didn't give it to you. Just know something better coming. You listen to me?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Romans 8. Romans 8. We're going to cover one or two more. Shoot, who got help up in here? If you really got help, cut up a little bit. Thought you was cutting up, you about to cut up now. You about to cut up because the Lord told me to tell you something. No matter what you have done wrong, the Lord told me to tell you he still loves you. Cut up. One more time for me. Write these words down. They're coming up in my spirit now. Write these words down. I have found my victory path. I have found my victory path. What is
love?
I thought my victory path was faith. I thought my victory path was grace. But I found out my victory path is love that produces grace. I'm leaving here as a winner with all my mistakes and all my shortcomings, I'm still living here as a winner. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Tell anybody if they don't see it, get off your roses. Just get off, get off my roses. Go sit somewhere else. Sit down. I love this. I love Roman. I love to read this. Romans chapter 8. I love this. Let's just start verse 28. Verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good for them that love God. You see that? To them who are called according to his purpose, from whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. My God. Oh, verse 31. He said, oh, Lord. What shall we then say to these things? Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Write your category. Write what you're dealing with right now. Write down every bad thing you can think about. And then let's read the rest of the verse. What should we say to these things? What should we say to high blood pressure? What should we say to I don't have enough money to pay my house note? I mean, what should I say? I mean, I want you to write every negative thing down before we read the next part of this verse. What you're dealing with, what you're going through. What shall we say to these things? What should I say to my neighbor don't want to speak to me? What should I say that my first cousin don't ever call me? What I mean, anything you can find out. What shall we say to these things? You see this? You see this thing? Look. Y'all wrote it down? What shall we say? What shall we then say to these things? No, I'm not going to the next part of the verse because y'all deal with these things. Whatever you came here with this morning, whatever's not working on your behalf, whatever you're going through, what's not right at home, what keep hurting your feelings, what seems like it keep holding you back, what's been robbing you of your joy, I want you to write all that down right now. Because we're about to deal with all that. What's wrong in your body? What's wrong in your finances? What's wrong in your family? I want you to write all that down. Because we're about to deal with that right now. What is your problem? What's robbing you of your joy? What's telling you you're not going to make it? I want you to write all that down. Because in the second part of this voice, we're going to handle all of that. What shall we say to these things? Everything you're dealing with, I want you to write it down right now. Everything you're dealing with, I want you to think about it right now. But the word of God about to deal with it right now. Deal with it right now with the word of God. If you're lonely, we about to deal with it. If you think you're all by yourself, we about to deal with it. Home as a winner. I'm leaving this church today. No matter what I've been going through, no matter what it looked like, I got God's word on it. I'm leaving here today victorious. I'm going to get in my car, drive like a king. I'm going to drive like a queen. I know God is on my side. Somebody cut up in here. Act like you've been to church. Act like you heard Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. That's all. Now listen. Let's sell every fact in your life.
Yes, sir.
Let's sell every setback. Yes. Every setback you ever experienced. You thought it was going to come through and it didn't come through. Yes. Let's deal with that this morning.
My God.
Let's deal with disappointed marriages. Let's deal with a bunch of lies somebody told to you. How they going to help you and never showed up. Let's deal with every difficult, every wrong moment you had in your marriage. Let's come back together this morning. Your husband may not be here, but go home and hug him. Put your arm around his neck. Your wife may not be here this morning. Go home and hug her. Stop tallying up on what went wrong. Just hug her.
Come on, sir.
That little nappy head boy been giving you a problem. Call him to the table and hug his little nappy head self and tell him you love him. Love can change things. I said love can change things. Love can change people. Love can change situations. Love can change whole cities. Love can change nations. Hallelujah. I got to find a place to close here, children. But I feel a little love coming on. I feel the strength of love flowing through me. I know that I'm more than a conqueror. No matter what man trying to do to me, no matter what the situation say, I know with the love of God, I'm more than a conqueror. Tell somebody you're more than a conqueror. I came here, somebody might say, I came here feeling a little down. I came here feeling a little way out. But bless God, something happened to me up in here. I feel so good. I feel like I'm blessed. I feel like everything working out in my favor. I'm in favor. Favor is all over me. I'm going back home a new woman. I'm going back home a new man. It ain't bad as it look. I got God on my side. Somebody say, if God is for me, who can be against me? What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Look at the next verse. I'm trying to close. Look at it. I got 7 minutes. Hold up here. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Is it loaded? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yet rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God. Thank you, Jesus. Who also make intercession. He's not only there, he's praying for us. Now, look at verse 35. Let's read with me. Read with me. Read with some unction. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written. For thy sake we are killed all the day long. Y'all read low on that. Oh, you gonna get your tail whooped sometime. You can read it low as you want. You gonna get your tail whooped sometime. Because your tail need a whooping. All our tail need a whooping. Because it get us closer to God.
Right.
See, we gotta get Seth out of us. And if we don't get a little tail whooped maybe now and then, Seth gonna be running up. And God trying to take us somewhere else. So you just about read it loud like you read the rest. Verse 36, let's see, can we do better? As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him. Look at verse 30. Look at verse 38. Look at verse 38. Ooh, Jesus. We'll take up next week, and I'll give you one appetizer. You know, I said things. I try to come back to some things. I can't come back because I be studying. God showed me something, and I jumped there. But I'll just leave this with you. Love makes faith, make hope and faith supernatural in their working. And then love and God are synonymous. Love is the same thing as God. Love taking a new realm, a new rhythm, and a new rammer of God.